Qualitative forecasting methods. Qualitative techniques forecast probable events based on human judgment, experience, intuition, and educated guesses rather than math. While they lack scientific precision, these techniques are often used in volatile situations or when there are no historical data available, such as for a new product, a new region, or to create a strategic level forecast where the long time horizon results in significant uncertainty and historical data would not be highly useful. Qualitative methods are also useful in modifying a quantitative forecast based on things like assumptions about the economy or competitor actions. For example, when creating the sales forecast, sales representatives use their best judgment of the impact that competitor and other business information will have on sales. Additional advantages are that qualitative forecasts can be developed quickly and at little expense. While informed opinion is better than flipping a coin, these methods tend to be subjective and are not preferred when other methods could be used. This is in part because qualitative forecasts depend on the relevant experience level of the forecasters. For example, a risk not just of newer salespersons, but possibly also executives who are too removed from the actual marketplace, so results can vary widely. This is true even when a qualitative method is used to adjust a quantitative method. Bias is another risk. At a high level, forecast bias is basically a consistent deviation from the mean in one direction. And with a qualitative method, this could be due to optimism or aggressive management goals. For all of these reasons, it is hard to maintain consistency in the level of accuracy in these types of forecasts over time. Organizations work to improve qualitative forecasts by conducting market research or test marketing or studying similar or competitor products. Another way to enhance reliability is to ask persons who are providing opinions to provide a best case, expected case, and worst case estimate, and to then average these responses in some way. Qualitative techniques include consumer surveys, historical analogy, and judgmental/expert opinion. Judgmental/expert opinion methods include sales force polling, executive opinion, panel consensus, and the Delphi method. Consumer surveys. Consumer surveys are a type of market research. Other types include focus groups and competitor data that gather information on consumer preferences and opinions directly through distributed surveys, focus groups, telephone or video calls, or direct interviews. Surveys can help to understand market trends, opportunities, preferences for new products or services and features, or to understand a product's place in its life cycle. Marketing can use it to refine their approach. Distributed surveys are sent to as large an audience as possible because response rates are typically low. Forecast accuracy is correlated with how representative the sample size is relative to the overall customer population. Surveys can have open-ended and/or closed questions. Open-ended questions provide free-form fields for broader feedback possibilities, but require significant time and cost to transform into insights. Closed questions typically take the form of a Likert scale. For example, choose an answer on a 1 to 5 scale from strongly disagree, 1, to strongly agree, 5. Closed question survey results are considered quantitative because the data can be automatically compiled, even though the individual responses are qualitative. Closed question surveys are less expensive to administer. Historical analogy. Using a similar product as a proxy should be explored as a possibility prior to resorting to a pure qualitative forecast. This is called forecasting by historical analogy and is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a judgmental forecasting technique based on identifying a sales history that is analogous to a present situation, such as the sales history of a similar product, and using that past pattern to predict future sales. C. Management estimation, qualitative forecasting technique, judgmental/expert opinion. In the judgmental/expert opinion approach, a team of experts or other stakeholders use their detailed knowledge of products, customers, forecasting methods, historical error rates, and the market to generate a forecast or, more frequently, to adjust the quantitative forecast. Tracking these adjustments separately from any quantitative component will help in determining whether the modifications are increasing or decreasing in accuracy and in showing whether they are introducing bias by being consistently high or low. Stakeholders may include senior management, salespersons, marketing committees, customer service representatives, and others. The experts need a broad and accurate understanding of the market, or the results could be poor or biased. Gathering data from the consulting industry and its publications can also be a form of expert opinion. What makes the results of a qualitative forecaster useful? the qualitative forecast needs to be at least better than the results that would be generated using random guesswork. Operations Strategy cites the research of Tetlock and Gardner, who found that the average qualitative forecaster cannot do much better than random guesswork. Those who did stand out had these ways of thinking: actively open-minded and pragmatic, not too attached to any given assumption or idea, able to give more weight to higher probability outcomes, intellectually humble, able to change their opinions when facts change,
hard workers.
Executive opinion. The executive opinion approach gathers opinions from leaders of functions such as sales, finance, purchasing, operations, and administrations. These executives should have a deep understanding of the organization, industry, and market. This method may be faster than gathering opinions from a wider set of experts while still considering different perspectives. In addition to potential for bias and error discussed elsewhere, another risk is if office politics are playing a role. Sales force polling. The sales force polling method, also called the sales force opinion method, involves sales representatives and sales managers providing qualitative forecasts of the sales areas under their responsibility, or it could be more of a discussion as part of a sales meeting. Salespersons may have direct interactions with customers and are directly involved in day-to-day ground-level operations, so they tend to have good insight into their customer base's current and future demand as well as general market trends. These individual forecasts are combined into a consensus forecast in some way. The forecast may include insight into regional demand variations. The method can be fast and simple. Panel consensus. As defined by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary, panel consensus is a judgmental forecasting technique by which a committee, sales force, or group of experts arrives at a sales estimate through open discussion.
C. Delphi method, management estimation.
A more structured version of this is called the Delphi method.
Delphi method.
The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the Delphi method as a qualitative forecasting technique in which the opinions of experts are combined anonymously in a series of iterations so that the experts' opinions gradually converge to a consensus forecast. C. Management estimation, panel consensus. The Delphi method is a more involved and sophisticated qualitative forecast. It involves surveying experts and collating their responses into a document that keeps the responses anonymous. The compiler works toward consensus in successive rounds by highlighting areas where there is disagreement and allowing responses to change. Anonymity is used for two reasons. First, it helps prevent dominant personalities from influencing the group opinion. When this groupthink effect is in play, otherwise independent thinkers might become emotionally committed to an unrealistic forecast. The other problem anonymity prevents is a stake-in-the-ground mentality. When a person has already publicly committed to a forecast result and doesn't want to lose face by changing this declared position. Since the Delphi method is anonymous, it is easier to change a position given more information. The Delphi method has had good success at arriving at reliable forecasts, but it is time-consuming and labor-intensive. It is often used only for strategic-level estimation,